Submitting by Catherine Gothard. I submitted because I saw defenestration in a World War II detective novel and had to look it up. The same day I discovered a journal of the same name, so I sent the poems in, thinly clad, barely edited but mine. That's no joke, but the timing. Oh, timing is a funny belt we loosen as we age. See, we see things, connect things, think about things like donuts and fish bait and carburetors all in the same slide, some weird PowerPoint that misses the point, yet we keep presenting, opening the theme wider, trying to explain why. Tighten it up a bit. We used to be able to plan better, things like outings and orgasms, but now we stop at sketchy mini-marts, frown suspiciously at the toilet before taking that fifth leak, and wonder if crabs on the seat is a myth Mama told us when she told us to hover. And orgasm, well, we won't go there. Big Pharma has done it for us, though if I were a man with a four-hour erection, I'd definitely take a selfie in the ER. But alas, I digress, regress, slip into the scatological and sexual underworld of gray matter come undone. That's what happens after a while. Don't let anyone kid you. You give in and let more out when you're older. Release, fall out of the window, and otherwise. Boom. Boy, that cuckoo clock is loud. Comma and. If I were a comma, would I opt for Oxford use? Would I find AP and ignorant Yahoo mucking around in muddied sentences? Or would I merely slide from the pencil tip, smooth as poetry, and drop myself quietly before the and? Do you understand now what keeps me up at night? Not everyone can become a comma, right?